4:36 at WGCL, Glass in the Afternoon, the final Monday of August. Boy, time flies when we're having fun. Everybody's back to school. Everybody settling into their new routines. We had our first weekend with everybody here last weekend, just the last 2 days. And then this coming weekend, well, I know some folks will abandon ship for Labor Day, but the first home football game, 4th Street Arts Fair, high school football, all the other things that are going on, just great times. And one of our busiest places in Monroe County is over in the RBB Schools District, Edgewood Schools, and their superintendent is Dr. Jerry Sanders. My great friend joins us here on a Monday. Well, you kicked off the Scott Fisher era on Friday night right here on WGCL on the 18th. And you had a packed crowd, and you introduced teams and bands and choir and everything else. You guys have just been celebrating since school has begun. What a great start.
Yeah, we have had a great start, and I wanted to win that night more than any other time because from the players to the parents to the coaches, there's just this great excitement for our football program now, and everybody's worked so hard, and I was just hoping for a win that they could kick off the season with some success, and it was a good night, packed house, and just a good feeling in the air.
And I tell you what, when I was listening to that broadcast during halftime, I know that Joe was talking to the athletics director over there, Jerry Bland, but there it was in the background. The band played on, and I know you're very proud of the Marching Mustangs. Well, you're very proud of everything in your community, and part of our angle of conversation today is you're going to have a big community celebration, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, the Edgewood School Showcase. What a great idea. Did you come up with this? Whose idea was this?
This was my idea because I really wanted an opportunity for our parents, our grandparents, and the community to see all the exciting things that we're doing in Edgewood Schools. I remember, my kids are all grown now, but I remember when they were in school, life was so busy that sometimes I didn't have a chance to get past the four walls of my own school. And so this is an opportunity for our elementary parents to see what they're doing at the junior high and high school, and also for our community to come in and see the Innovative Learning Center, and hear and see our great programs that we have. So the idea then is we're going to pass out cards for those who come and visit us on the 7th, and they'll go from place to place and get those cards stamped to earn some prizes at the end of the day. So we'll be showing off our STEAM labs at the elementary school, the design and media production labs at the junior high. We'll be having a wellness fair at the junior high. Our pool will be open for a community swim that night. The state championship Marching Mustangs will be performing at the football field. And the high school auditorium will have our elementary, junior high, and high school show choirs. Our coffee shop, the student-run business, will be open that night. And also the Innovative Learning Center that is located at the high school. We'll have bus shuttles, so we'll be transporting people who come and just want to ride the bus from location to location. And we have a special guest that night, Mike. We're going to have Boomer from the Pacers will be making a guest appearance.
Well, that's him on the phone right now. Let's make sure
that's
we've got him. Let's make sure we've got his agent on the line. But well, that's fantastic because it is a celebration of the community, and it covers academics, athletics, extracurricular activities, and it runs all night long. So it's not that open house where you have to be there from 1 hour. You're going to do this from 5:30 to 8:30. That gives people plenty of time, no matter what they're doing on Thursday, September 7th, to get over and say hello.
And we'll have food trucks for the people to eat dinner, a bounce house, an obstacle course, a train for toddlers and young students. And then that's our rival week. So that Thursday night we'll be playing volleyball against Owen Valley in the gym. And the girls' soccer team will be playing OV at the soccer field. So, we're looking, it's the first time we've ever tried this event, and we're just looking for a big crowd. And obviously, I'm very proud of what we do here at Edgewood. And this is just an opportunity to show our current parents and community members what we're doing. But also, if somebody's interested in moving to Ellisville, come and check us out. It'd be a great night.
Yeah, then I hope the other great thing that's going around, like we talked about last time, $40 million as well to help. You can have some of those plans up there for everybody to take a look at. How important was it to have your administrators and teachers on board to make this happen?
I tell you, it's taken a very good team to pull this off. But quite honestly, I sent out an email to our staff, and I told them that I just wanted them to come out with their families and their own children. Our classrooms will not be open, so we want our staff and our teachers to come and just have fun like everybody else.
And that's a great news as well because, again, they're a part of the community as well, and that's what makes it fun to see them interact with the kids. And if you're a younger teacher and they've had them all go through, maybe three or four families have gone through some of those places. But how important is it to show off the STEAM lab and in the preschool, some of the things that we just don't think as part, you know, sporting events or choir and band, we think, oh, yeah, that just goes with it. How important is it to show the level of education that's going on as well?
It's just so important because we do school so much differently than back in the day when I was a teacher. And there's so much more that we're focusing on getting these students ready and providing them with the skills and the knowledge necessary so that when they go out into the workforce, they will have a great success. And that reminds me of something else I wanted to share with you tonight. Last week, we had a lunch meeting with several important business leaders across the county.
My sources tell me you put a committee together. Is that true?
Yeah, we have. It's called our Edgewood Business Leaders Advisory Team. And it was just a conversation we had over a good lunch, and we asked them about what they were looking for in employees, what their needs were. And I just challenged them to think outside the box and how can the educational world and the business world come together to not only support our community, but especially to support our students. And one example is it was brought up that a lot of banking institutes in our area are looking for commercial lenders. And so that was good information for us because then we could take what we're doing, our graduate profile and our curriculum, learning activities, and find out exactly what a commercial lender is and who that is and what skills they need, and then create that pathway from school to the banking institute and meet a need in our community. So my goal was for that team to meet twice a year, but a few of them wanted to meet more often. So
I like the sound of that.
We have people from Smithville, Cook Medical, different banks in the area, from the Bloomington Economic Development Commission, and it was a good crowd. It was a good day.
Well, we know iRead's important and this and that's important as well, but if you can tailor some of that education to what our local business needs, well, then you don't educate them and send them off and never see them again.
Exactly. And we've even been talking about, we've applied for a grant. Our next vision is, a lot of times when kids graduate from high school, you know, okay, you're out there swim on your own, and we want to be able to work on some plans to keep the connections going with our graduates. So, you know, that student goes out and has this dream of going to college for a specific career. You know, a lot of times, you know, life changes or you find out that you want to do something different. Well, we wanted to continue to provide support for those students and for adults in the area. So we have a lot of great ideas. We just need time and money.
Well, and then that's part of it. But without the idea, then the time and the money sometimes doesn't get to that stage. Right. It's chicken and egg. It's chicken and eggy, but you got to have it. Dr. Jerry Sanders is our guest today. The big Edgewood party, the entire school system, coming up Thursday, September 7th. And we just want to remind everybody as well, this is completely free to attend. It doesn't matter if you're in the corporation or not, but what we want you to do, we want to make it a family event. This is not a place to drop off kids and pick them up a couple hours later. This is come with your family. Let your kids show you in your classroom. Not everybody can make it to the one-hour open house that one day of the week. So this is a great chance to really get involved. And you're going to have some fun with this as well. And for people, Dr. Sanders, who haven't been to your complex, you talk about bus rides here and there. Well, it's not that far apart, is it?
Oh, no.
Right. That's just a fun angle of it.
Exactly. I think some kids will be enjoying getting on the school bus and the parents with them. And yeah, we're just trying to accommodate people and just have a good night. And the fact that we really want them to see multiple locations is a reason why we're offering bus shuttles and also prizes. So at the end of the night, they could come to the new central office and pick up their prizes for visiting multiple locations. So
And they get to see the new corporate administrative office as well. They can see knock on the door and see what's happening there. The only thing you will need money for is if you were going to go to the sporting events. Right? Or is that free?
That's correct.
Okay, if you're going to the sporting events, or you're going to buy food from the food truck. So, yeah, it's a great night. The prize cards, you get them stamped wherever you go. You turn them in. They're going to pull some out of the hat. You win some great prizes. And just a fun community night. And, you had the home opener in football on the 18th. You're going to have this on the September 7th. Then you'll have the fall festival the weekend of the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Well, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, looking forward to the fall festival. We have Education Day there, and we will have the school corporation will have a booth at the fall festival, and we'll have our kids and floats in the parade. So September is going to be a busy month, but a fun month.
Huge entertainment, huge exciting times, and all of it. Again, the Edgewood School Showcase coming up Thursday, September 7th from 5:30 to 8:30 on the campus of RBB. Attend families together. That would be great. All of these great things. And you can see all the information at rbbschools.net. Just search the Edgewood School Showcase. It'll pop up on the rotator. You guys will see that, and you'll get all of your information. Well, that's exciting times. Now, iRead is happening. Is that this week? I saw a headline for it. My little one is in fourth grade now, but that's the third graders. Are we paying attention to that here soon?
The score, the results, you mean?
The results are out. Is there iRead for third graders coming up this semester to test, or how does that work?
That will be something that will be happening later in the year.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, we know the results are out, so we'll get everybody settled into school before we start standardized testing them. I know how much fun that is just for everybody involved. Well, I'm excited about all the great developments happening there. Every month we talk to you, you've got something else up your sleeve. I can't wait to hear what it's going to be in September. But before I let you go, Dr. Sanders, remind everybody of when your school board meeting for September is going to be so we can mark our calendars.
Yes, September 18th at 6:00 in our new administration office. We have a really nice boardroom that we would invite people to come and hear what's going on through our school board meetings and check us out.
And so hear about all the great things happening out at RBB Edgewood Schools. Thank you so much for your time, buddy. Enjoy the sunshine today. Have a great Labor Day weekend. And we'll remind everybody next week after they have that last unofficial weekend of summer We'll remind everybody Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to get out to RBB next Thursday night.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Dr. Jerry Sanders, he is the superintendent for the RBB school system, the Edgewood Schools, located in the northwest part of Monroe County.